Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Aaron Perner, who's president and CEO with Cap Carpets. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. It's nice to hear from you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. Are you in Wichita today?
I am. I'm at home.
That's great. That's good. I know you last week were at Carpet One in Dallas, so I know you travel a lot. Let's give our listeners a quick review of everything. Fill in where I leave gaps, but I think you have five or six brands out here in the flooring business. You not only are a retailer, a major retailer. You know, we do an estimate in the fall in our November issue, and we've got you, of course, this is our estimate, but we've got you at $53 million in sales, which puts you in the upper quarter. Very successful regional retailer with several brands. You sell under Carpet One, Cap Carpets, The Flooring Project, Big Bob's. You also sell directly to the private airline industry, and you manufacture carpet under the White Oak brand, right?
We do, and don't forget ProSource.
Oh, that's right, ProSource. I've got it written right here, and stepped right over it. And you have ProSource. So how many total retail stores do you have, and what markets do you serve?
We got 16 physical locations. We transact business with customers right now in four states.
That'd be Missouri, Kansas.
Nebraska. Yeah. And Iowa.
Well, one of the most interesting things that you've done in the retail business, how many years was it you launched the Floor Project?
You want the creative time or do you want the execution time when we started the store?
Execution time.
We're going on about 2.5 years at this point.
Okay. And you started with two, and now what do you have, five or six?
Yeah, what we did was we started with the two locations in the test market period that we did for a little over a year and a half, converted three of our additional locations in our St. Louis market in January. I mean, literally January 1st was the kickoff for those three stores.
Mm-hmm. Now, were those, you converted Carpet One stores? Is that what you did?
They were a cash and carry outlet brand.
Okay.
Is what they were. You know, that part of the market is very difficult, as you can imagine, with, you know, the big national brands and the effort on the low end and cash and carry market out there. So it just made more sense to upgrade the image and the brand a little bit and service level.
Yeah. One of the neatest things about your operation is that you cover all of the different areas. I mean, like you say, you have the cash and carry, you have the brands that denote somewhat of a discount outlet. You have a full service Carpet One. We put it in for you. So you've got the full service side of it, the upper end of it. So out of all those models, which ones are working best for you?
I think, Kemp, the market opportunity in the places where we're at, we tend to, you know, we're in the Midwest, smaller markets. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's a joke about the flooring business in Kansas in particular that, you know, to make a living, you got to be in the casket business, the paint business, and the flooring business, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, part of what started our niche strategy was a couple things. One is that we've got very strong competitors that are big box strategy kind of competitors growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, this is before the real march of the big box business, but, you know, so they were category killers. So we had to retreat into a very specialized niche markets focused on supporting our customers. If you're asking which of the businesses are we investing time and energy in, we're very invested, obviously, in the CCA brand, in particular ProSource. And then we're also very focused right now in the Floor Project.
Yeah.
And we're also very invested in the carpet mill and aviation sectors. If you're looking at where we're putting our time and money and our people energy, those are the three that dominate.
Give me your elevator speech on what the Floor Project is.
Floor Project is a really simple way to shop that's focused upon the ability of the customer to begin a project with us from their couch, to shop the store and look at the products that they need on their floor through our website, you know, live real time. They can basically shop every material that we can provide to them online within the comfort of their own home.
Yeah. Okay. So they can shop online. It's a very digital type of process. And when you go in the store, you've tied digital together. Unlike many flooring stores, you know, where you have all these displays, some of which belong to manufacturers, you have your own display system. All the samples are the same. And you can lift up these little lockers and then there's samples in there and they can walk away with the samples. So it's a real easy way to shop, isn't it?
They can. And our focus was really around what the customers wanted. We did a lot of research around their priorities and being able to see it before they bought it. You know, that's the digital solution we came up with. Large sample, so it's easy to see what it's going to look like in their home that they can check out. Aggressive and good prices, so we do a tremendous amount of inventory and stocking, keep prices low. Be quick to the market with new introductions, so we don't have to wait on manufacturing displays or, you know, just makes it easy. We're really trying to answer what our customers ask us for.
All right. So tell me just overall, how are you seeing business? Because I'll tell you right now that, the, you know, just as we look at the residential business, you know, it may be up 5%. That's being optimistic. So how's your business doing?
I think you got to look at the different sectors, and it's spotty. It depends on the market. The builder market's pretty strong. You know, it's doing well.
Right.
You know, the residential remodel business is lukewarm, I'd say. I think your 5% number's high based on what we're seeing in the industry right now. I think it's more in the 1.5-2% range, and, you know, we're performing slightly above the market. So
a lot of people who are in this business, some of them are actually going into the home and actually selling in the home. Do you have anything that does that?
We do. As an adjunct to the floor project side of it, you know, we will go work within the home, but that's not our primary thrust. It's more of a supporting element for the customer if they need it.
The reason I bring that up is because we just recently kind of shined a spotlight on Home Depot's strategy. They've just bought the rights to 1-800-MEASURE. So, you know, their goal is to get in the house and then take it from there.
Oh, it's interesting what they're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. All right, so another thing I wanted to point out, White Oak, obviously you have carpet manufacturing. I'm talking upper end, too, gorgeous stuff, most of it made out of wool. You just recently, we picked up from the North Carolina Economic Development Council that you've just committed to spend $4 million more dollars over at the White Oak facility in Spindale. So you're expanding that as well, aren't you?
We are, Kim. Where we're at right now is it's an option. You know, we've gone through the work with the state. They value us as a employer there. You know, we're at the place that the timing with the Carousel acquisition could not have been better. We were maxed out on production, running three shifts, and we had to expand. With the latest effort that we've got with Mount Rugmill, got a great partnership with a well-known, long-standing brand. We've added a lot of diversity and very specialized, handcrafted capability. So we've expanded not only from the, you know, the specialized tufting side into more the, you know, the hand carving, hand tufted side as well. I mean, it's been a fantastic opportunity for us.
What does this tell us? Is this telling us that the upper end of the market is pretty robust right now?
I think if you look, and I'm sure that you're aware of some of the large expansions that are happening down in the Dalton, you know, Georgia area right now, but look, you got to recognize that that work is no longer done in the U.S. I mean, the business is always there. We're a very small player in that. I mean, you know, our competition is not anyone in the U.S., frankly.
Yeah.
It's India, it's China, it's Thailand. It's a very international market in that segment of business.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about the manufacturing of wool carpet.
Yeah. If you look at the really specialized custom made to order business that's out there, I would dare to say we're the largest in the U.S. in that custom made to order handcrafted business, but we're puny compared to some of these extremely huge multinational companies that are out there that are competing with us in the hand woven, hand tufted, specialized part of that market. So we're just bringing the jobs back to the U.S., frankly, Kim.
All right, one last question, Aaron, before we run out of time. How are you feeling about the second half of the year? You feeling good about where it might go?
I'm optimistic about it. I think that it's looking good. I think through the election, you know, I don't see any significant hurdles or roadblocks for CAP or for the industry, frankly.
All right, great. Well, it's good to catch up with you, Aaron. Again, been talking to Aaron Perner, who's president and CEO of CAP Carpets, based in Wichita. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.